Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem B'tochen Shir number 23. And we're in the middle of Parak Gimel, and we're going to talk about different types of livelihoods that people can choose. And he explains the subject of working for Parnasa. The King, which is Baruch Yiv HaGilgal HaSibis al B'nei Adam, made clear that the need for men to look for means of earning a livelihood. The Barat HaKein Adam Chayiv L'Chaza called Sibis Mitzibis HaTerif does not mean that every person has to pursue every one of these means. In other words, we do have what Hashem commanded for mankind, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread, which means that there's a certain labor required to do parnasa. But that doesn't mean that everyone has to be a farmer or everyone has to have a specific trade. Yes, there are many ways to earn a living. Some are easy, require little physical effort, running a store, or light manual labor, like sewing, mending, or writing, or running a warehouse, or hiring sharecroppers and laborers, or caretakers, meaning being a manager. And then there are others that require more strenuous work and labor, tanning leather, which is also unpleasant, has unpleasant odors, which has barzal and chayshes men might say, or mining iron, mining copper. This is rougher work, so for refining silver, by working with lead, or carrying heavy loads, or traveling great distances, or farming and plowing. So what should a person do in light of the decree that he has to work for his living? What occupation should he try to choose for himself? So he says as follows. If someone is physically strong, but intellectually he's not the intellectual type, then it pays and it makes sense that he should work in harder physical labor, because that's more according to his nature. But if someone's physically weak, but he's strong in his mind, in his intelligence, in his thinking, should not have to seek means to live to of his livelihood in that ways that would exhaust his body, but rather turn these vocations, that things that are easier on the body, so you'll be able to sustain it. So in other words, the general rule is, and you try to choose a vocation, a livelihood, that is intellectually fit for you, that's physically fit for you. Some people have natural inclinations, right? Some people have a certain pull towards a particular type of thing that they'd like to do. That's also important. And you see, for example, when Hashem gave the Shvatim, Eretz Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim, and he gave each land match the nature of that tribe, right? Zevulun liked the sea, so they lived near the seashore, and they were seagoing people. They traveled on boats, they made a living as fishermen, and things like that. Each person has a liking for a certain kind of work. And Hashem placed a liking in that person's nature to do that, the chaim b'shar hachayim, and in other living things too. Come on, should be a b'teva hachosel tzedus achbarim. Right, you planted in the cat the desire to hunt for mice. B'teva nitzidus mashorei lemina oif, or a hawk to hunt other birds. Or b'teva ayel tzidus anachoshim, or the deer to catch snakes. Chayish minoif shitzuda dogam bavad, and there's some birds that only catch fish. So similar the nature of each living species. There's inclination and craving for all kinds of plants and living creatures, hot by love, that was ingrained into it, as a source of food. Some species are vegetarian, grazing animals that eat only grass. Then dogs and cats are carnivores, and they prefer to eat meat. So Hashem made animals with each disposition. A cow doesn't all of a sudden, it's not going to change and eat meat. A dog will not just eat grass. Human beings, however, have the ability to choose. But they do have inclinations for different types of work. So it makes sense to try to do your best to try to choose a livelihood that's aligned with your nature. Then he talks about overall the idea is that even though some people learn all the time, and that's their main occupation, and it does say that if someone's mekabel the oil taira, Hashem will remove from them the oil derech eretz, and he won't have to make a living. Hashem will provide them pranasa, like Roshim Bar Yochai, and so on. But for most people, Hashem's plan is that they need to be busy with both, learning Torah and working. Torah is good together with derech eretz, yafa Torah im derech eretz, she yigiyah shneya mashkachas oven, because exertion for both of them makes sin forgotten. And if his body and limbs are suited for that particular profession, just like by animals, a long beak or a long thigh of a bird that stands in the water to catch fish, or strong teeth and claws to the lion to tear up their prey, or how the ox and ram has horns for their protection and to get their prey, and the animals who need to get food from plants, Hashem didn't give them this. For example, sheep that eat grass, Hashem did not create for them claws. They don't need it because they eat grass. So too, you will find this pattern and character traits of people in their physical makeup. Some are predispositioned for business or for certain trades. If your character has a pull to a particular trade, the gufei royal lion, his body suited for that, the yuchalis bela satir, and you can handle the challenge, yachzalel, seek that type of work, the yasamay sasibel, and let that be the means. The yisbel muskam rasan, and accept the sweetness as well as the bitterness. And you do that. And the key really is, and the next piece he's saying, that if times are hard, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged if your income sometimes is denied, or sometimes it's a slow season, or whatever the reasons are that the parnas is going slower. Trust in Hashem that He will provide him with a livelihood. To have a positive attitude, Hashem will support him, will enable him to be successful, and not get discouraged. Continue to daven into Hashem and trust Hashem. Sheshes Yomim Tavid means that you try to do your best to work for a living. It's a tzivoy, it's a commandment. And you should realize this is a big problem that people make a mistake and think that it's sort of like a bidyevet. No, when you go to work in the normal, healthy way, you're doing it for the sake of Hashem. That's the Ratzin Hashem. You're doing Hashem's service. At that time, you're supposed to work. Don't overdo it, but when you're doing it, you are doing this for the will of the Creator. When you're occupied mentally and physically and earning a living, you should bear in mind that you're doing the command of the Creator, that He commanded the person. Hashem wanted a person to engage in worldly pursuits. He wanted a man to earn his livelihood by working the soil, the harishasa, or plowing it, the ziyasa, or planting it. Hashem took man, and He placed him in Gan Eden, to work the land and to guard the land. So it was a minimal kind of work, but He did certain things there. So everyone needs to do their work, and then use other living creatures for His needs, or His sustenance, so building cities, or preparing food. So all these things of building cities is a Ratzon Hashem, raising taxes to buy firefighting equipment and ambulances is Ratzon Hashem, and to marry and to have children, that's the Ratzon Hashem, and so on and so forth. Same thing when a person uses animals. A person used to use a horse or a donkey for things. Don't think I'm using it because it's available and it's in my power, but I'm using it because Hashem told me to. A person milking a cow, Hashem told him to do that. Shearing wool, Hashem told him to do that. Pulling an apple off a tree, He's fulfilling the commandment of Hashem to eat the fruits of the tree. We call it Eitzagon Teichel. The Niskar al Kavanasi Bahem Lalakim Balibay Matzbainai, he will be rewarded because of his intent in his heart and in his mind to do things L'Shem Shamayim, Main Shiyugim Aleichavtse, Main Shiyugim Aleichavtse, whether he carries out his desire or not. If you eat the fruit of your labor with your hands, Ashrecha, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. both physically and spiritually. So that's a very, very important point over here. You're working, is you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, if you have in mind L'Shem Shemayim, Hashem will reward you. You are doing mitzvah. Even if right now you're struggling, you're not earning that much or whatever it is, you're going to work every day doing the best you can in the normal, healthy way. Don't get discouraged. You're doing the Ratzon Hashem. All your deeds be for the sake of heaven. His trust in Hashem will be complete. And the fact that he works for a living will not hold back his amuna at all. When he has in his heart, in his mind, that he's doing it l'shem shemayim. He doesn't have to yell that kavana, but in his mind, he constantly has to have that in mind. I'm getting married and having children because Hashem wants me to. Because it's written in the Torah. Just like Esrog, just like Lulav. And so on and so forth. Just like putting on tefillin. Same thing when you are earning a living. But don't think he's tarfei moment al siba yadua. His livelihood depends on that parnasa. Don't think that if this means doesn't work, then another means won't. Meaning it's not your particular profession that causes the parnasa. El yiftach alakim mitarfei. Rather, he should rely on Hashem for his sustenance. The yeda, and he should know, ki yasibas kulam eitz labay yoshavais, that Hashem's means to give a person parnassus equal. Yatu feba mashi yirtza b'hem. He will sustain a person in whatever means he wishes, over eisha yirtza, whatever time he wishes, or meizid inya shi yirtza, and from whatever resources he wishes. So a person, chalila, was fired from his job. He trusts Hashem that will give him a different job. Sometimes you change professions. It happens like that. Hashem is mazman that. And you have to remember this pasuk. Mashal ma'akasa, the pasuk says, ki in l'ashem ma'at soyer, lo'ishia b'ravay b'ma'at. There's no obstacle that prevents a person from saving, from saving, whether it's through many or through few. The Oman, it says, ki hu anoy sinlecha koyach la'asas choyel. It is he, Hashem, that gives you strength to produce his prosperity. It's not through physical strength. It's not through my spirit. It's not through power. It's not through physical strength. Ki im beruchi. It's through my spirit. Am Hashem tzavakais. What does it mean, my spirit? That I'm the one, me Hashem, I'm the one who gives you what you need. And you have to think about it. And then the spirit of Hashem goes within you. Now, some people are sometimes discouraged on these things or has a job that they don't like. They could always try to switch professions or make something meaningful about it. But regardless, by recognizing you're doing the Ratzon Hashem and whatever you're doing, helps that the parnasa, as difficult as it could sometimes be, becomes very meaningful and very rewarding. Bracha v'atzlacha.